Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino?
Yeah,
they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. My name is Mr. Eric Almighty. And for today's episode, we're going to talk about one of the biggest surprises from the last year in anime. And you'd think I'd learn after many different experiences in the past about judging a book by its cover, because I took one look at this and kept it on the shelf until the hype and the positive reception to the show became too unbearable for me to ignore it. So I'm going to do my part by going over the plot, the characters, the animation, and anything else I can fit in to convince you why you should be watching Ranking of Kings in less than 10 minutes. In this world, a race of magical beings only known as gods rank the power and prosperity of every mortal king, with the king ranked at number one receiving divine treasure and untold artifacts. So it may surprise you to hear the details of our young hero, our little prince, the best boy to end all best boys, and the main character for this show, Boji, who is completely deaf and lacks any form of strength. Despite both of his parents being giants, he seemingly doesn't have any of their traits. And on top of that, not only did he brutally lose his birth mother, but his father, the mighty King Boss, is deathly ill. None of this stops Boji, of course, from trying to achieve his goal, becoming the greatest king of them all. Now, right here is a good time to tell you, this show is not for you if you hate these kind of generic anime launching points. You know, the motivation of One Piece, I'll be the king of the pirates, or My Hero Academia's, I'll be the number one hero. But what I'll mention here is that the major disability that Boji is faced with is one of the most interesting character traits I've seen in a while. And sure, there's always anime plot armor, like how he's learned how to read lips very well over the years, and the only person that can understand him is a shadow creature called Kage that serves as his interpreter as we progress further into the story. But honestly, Boji is presented with a very difficult path to achieve his goal, and that's displayed very early on in the story in the form of his relationships with other characters in this world. For example, his half-brother Prince Daida believes he's better suited to be the next king. And that sentiment is shared among many in the kingdom, including his mother, Queen Hilling, who's very hard on Boji because of this. The swordsmaster, Domas, struggles to teach Boji as he watches from afar Daida's unrivaled talent at the teachings of the snake tamer, Bebin. There are many examples in this show with characters where you're again judging a book by its cover, but each one of them are internally struggling with their perception and sometimes treatment of Boji. And while there are many unexpected allies working behind the scenes for Prince Boji, we get to see Boji and several of these characters multiple times from the perspective of Kage as he shifts in the shadows. We also get a great ally in the form of Despa, brother to the King of the Underworld, who acts as a mentor for Boji in his quest, for a price, of course. There's a lot of character growth to be found with this show, and in the world itself, it's presented so many future opportunities to expand into introducing even more interesting characters.
Powered by Riverside FM.
Speaking of opportunities, I'd like to take this chance to talk about Riverside.fm. When we're ready to hit record for the podcast, we use multiple platforms from time to time, but there's something special about Riverside.fm because it feels like one of the easiest ways to record podcasts from anywhere that you need, while still keeping that studio quality. This has been our go-to platform for some of our solo episodes, but we can easily transition over to interview with guests, along with the option of video recording. It also has a great soundboard to help cut down the time it takes to edit the podcast. And the best thing about Riverside, they have a great free trial to take advantage of, with multiple plans to fit your needs. So, whether you're brand new to podcasting or an experienced veteran looking to get serious, consider using Riverside as your recording studio by clicking the link in the show notes. It's one of the best ways you can also support our show. All right, now it's time for us to address the elephant in the room. You obviously see the image thumbnail for this episode, and it's hard at a glance to not initially brush it off like it's a kid's cartoon versus it being an actual anime. The animation style is not for everyone, but, and I can't stress this enough, that doesn't mean because it's not your style that it's bad animation. Take Mob Psycho for an example for this opinion, because it's really starting to feel like with the third season coming up, people are finally starting to understand a little bit of the hype. And if you want to hear more about that, definitely check out one of my older episodes where I talked about Mob Psycho. But for Ranking of Kings, Wit Studio is behind the anime adaptation, and they are, as you know, in many episodes I've covered, one of my favorite active studios today. And they are very well animated scenes for everyone to enjoy. But yes, you are going to need to adjust a little bit to it. Once you jump over that small hurdle, though, this is just simply a good time. It also helps that the voice acting for the show is very good, both in sub and dub, with the latter being my viewing preference at home, though I'd recommend sub is the way to go. That being said, Christopher Sabat does play an entertaining Despa in dub. The show also has two very good opening songs, with the first one being extremely wholesome, called Boy by King New, before a more passionate and serious tone in the second opening, called Naked Hero by Vondi. And for my final thoughts, this is not a normal series where I can say you need to give it an arc or a particular amount of episodes. If you don't feel a single thing after watching the first episode of Ranking of Kings, then in my opinion, it's not going to be for you. That's around a 30-minute commitment, including listening to this episode, so you're out of excuses to avoid watching it. An interesting premise and the most lovable main character in recent memory is what sucked me in, but the progressions for many of these characters' development is really what kept me watching Ranking of Kings. I love the way they showed the use of sign language. I grew to appreciate the animation style for this setting. And if you aren't ready to throw hands anytime someone makes little Boji cry, I think you may need to go get a checkup to see if you're missing a heart. With all that said, thank you guys so much for joining me on another episode of Why You Should Watch Blank in Less Than 10 Minutes. We have great episodes here that were recently done in the last couple months, including talking about why you should watch My Dress Up Darling and a remastered episode of Rising of the Shield Hero. But that's not all we got for you, because the 14th installment of Intro to Anime dropped earlier this month in May, and our good friend Ivan Patch was happy to come on, talk some anime, and he's also a big Ranking of Kings fan, so if you like artwork and prints, you may want to check out that episode and hit up his link in the show notes. And you can find our entire catalog anywhere you're currently streaming your favorite podcast now. That includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and many, many more. We also release occasional bonus content on YouTube. And if you want to engage with us on social media, all you have to do is hit us up on Facebook or Instagram at Wait4ItPodcast, on Twitter at Wait4ItPod. My name is Mr. Eric Almighty, and please don't forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. And all you have to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it?
Gaming?
Wait for it!
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.